from Axios. Republicans turn ballroom fight into referendum on Trump's safety. Why it matters. Democrats think the $1 billion figure gives them a simple bumper sticker attack against Republicans for voters who are concerned about the cost of living. But Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, said the funding is intended to secure the new facility and ensure the S. Eckerd service has the resources needed to protect the president. It's a security-related measure, Thune told reporters on Monday. You've got a president where there have been 3 assassination attempts in just the last 2 years. Between the lines, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, will seek to heal growing friction with his Senate counterparts in remarks at Tuesday's Senate GOP lunch, Axios reported Monday. Johnson is expected to stress open lines of communication as Republicans gear up for reconciliation packages 2.0 and 3.0. Senate Republican leaders plan to turn the political fight over the $1 billion request for security upgrades tied to the new White House ballroom into a referendum on President Trump's safety. It will mark Johnson's first appearance at a Senate GOP lunch this year. U.S. Secret Service Director Sean Kern will also join the lunch as the Senate considers funding for presidential security and the need for security enhancements in the new ballroom, two sources told Axios. Zoom in. Thune's comments seem as directed at ALCA holdouts as they are at Democrats. Sen. Tom Tillis, RNC, polled reporters. I'm looking forward to seeing the details this week, Senate Appropriations Chair Susan Collins, Armaine, told reporters. It was my understanding it was supposed to be paid for by private donations. That's what the president has said. I have a feeling it may either not be in the bill or it may not pass the Biden test, but we'll know probably more next week, said Sen. Rand Paul Arkai, who prefers to use private donations for the ballroom. The bottom line, they become ballroom Republicans, said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Dan, why?